When I was studying arts laws about 20 years ago, I had to borrow notes from my friends, run across the lawn to the student centre, photocopy the notes, and then run back across the lawn to return the notes to my friends.
This is Naomi Malone. She's a PhD student at the University of Technology, Sydney.
I'm profoundly deaf, so that means I rely on lip reading extensively to communicate with you, and I speak, but I've been taught to speak, having gone to the separate centre when I was 10 months old.
A lot has changed since Naomi's first years of university, relying on friends to take notes for her. Now things are much more accessible. With the help of captions, Naomi can access material important to her studies. UTS provides somebody to sit with Naomi in lectures and type up what's being said.
A stenographer next to me, and I have a laptop in front of me, and the stenographer types away on a machine connected to the laptop, and I read the captions. And that captured all the interactive discussion. That's fantastic accessibility aid because it makes me feel included, and not only that, I can participate in the interactive discussion.
UTS, like most universities, has a dedicated accessibility unit to improve students' learning experience. There's also a section of the library that provides accessible formats of learning materials. But Naomi says she still occasionally comes across things she needs for her studies that don't have captions.
My name is Sarah Hubolt and I work in the Equity and Diversity Unit at UTS as the Accessibility Specialist.
Sarah says captions are far from universal, but every day things are becoming more and more accessible.
The United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disability came into being in 2008. So in terms of our global understanding of accessibility, it's very new. And so when we come to questions of is there a long way to go? Yes, there is, because it is all still very new in terms of putting accessibility into practice.
Captions aren't just becoming more popular in education. You can see them everywhere. Alex French works providing captions for audiovisual content. He's the CEO of The Captioning Studio. He says captions are becoming more standard because not only are companies and education providers more aware of the needs of the hard of hearing, thanks to their years of lobbying, but they're also seeing the value they provide to a wider audience.
One in five households in Australia speak a language other than English at home. And people can often benefit in terms of learning a language by actually reading it as well as actually hearing it at the same time. More recently, there's been a lot of research into captioning and people who are on the autism spectrum and the benefits that they see in captioning, and also people who have some learning difficulties as well. So there's all sorts of research out there to show it benefits lots of people.
International students and even visual learners use captions if they're provided in lecture presentations. Naomi says all students can benefit from captions.
One example for the need for caption is the recent New South Wales Premier Literary Awards at the State Library of New South Wales, and it was captioned. And the feedback provided indicated that those who could actually hear but were sitting up the back were relying on captions to access the speeches being said. So it really benefits people who can hear.
I can hear, and I always find captions useful when I'm scrolling through Facebook on the train, and I don't want to disturb everyone around me by playing a video aloud. So I wasn't surprised when Alex said captioned videos on social media are more popular than uncaptioned ones.
The research actually shows that even in a quiet environment, if someone is looking at their social media page and they're scrolling through, if they see something and it has captions, they're more likely to actually click on that video and watch it than they are if it doesn't have captions.
But despite the progress, Alex says captions aren't going to become universal overnight.
Traditionally, captioning has been something that's really quite expensive to do. It's a very intensive task. It takes about 8 to 10 hours per hour of video. But with new technology coming along, automatic transcription and stuff like that, everyone's seen transcription on YouTube. It isn't always good, but you know, there's an opportunity there to actually use automatic technology to do things in a way that maybe, you know, we haven't been able to do in the past.
Sarah, the accessibility specialist, agrees that captioning and transcribing can be time-consuming and putting the procedures in place can be difficult. She says one of the main barriers at universities is identifying who should be responsible for the captions. But she says cost is a bad excuse for not captioning.
Sometimes people talk about cost as a factor. However, under the disability education standards, and if you were taken to the Human Rights Commission in terms of why captions weren't provided, the practical decision making would say, well, actually, university doesn't have a reason to use cost as a justification for not doing it.
Sarah says all content should be made with accessibility in mind, especially as every day new types of content are created that all people want to get their hands on.
So when we use a data arena, for example, or virtual reality products, how do we place captions in there? When we're talking about animations and new creative ways of displaying data visualization, how do we make sure that any narratives that are said verbally, we put the captions there?
Alex, the captioning professional, says the future is about adding even more value to captions, such as using them to search through content.
So we actually, a few years ago, started looking at developing a search engine which sort of bases itself on using captioning, using data that we generate from people actually speaking within the audio, and turning that into search data that we can use. So our search engine allows you to search for a phrase across a whole collection of videos. So if it's a university, it might be all of their lecture content, and then jump straight into a video at the point where the person says the words. So you can imagine how powerful that would be in terms of being able to access long pieces of media to just find the pieces that you're really looking for.
The benefits of universal captions seem obvious, especially when companies risk discrimination claims if they don't provide access. Naomi is about to finish her PhD. She says that never would have been possible without the help of captions. She recalls her first captioned lecture.
It was a wonderful and liberating experience, and that I didn't have to rely on my friends anymore. They were fantastic to me, but I just wanted a stenographer and be able to do it on my own. I just wanted that independence.